Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 7th, 2023, 10:06 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two at 10:30, we're going to welcome in Sarah Wheeler and our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to catching up with them. Right now, in studio, we have with us Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen, Ruby Marty. Good morning, Ruby.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Ruby, appreciate you joining us. This is the second time you've joined us. You've been with us before during the beginning of all this process. So let's start out right out the gate. How have you been enjoying it?
It has been a blast so far. I've gotten to meet so many new people in our community and even other title holders. They are all so friendly, and the friendships I have built have been amazing.
You know, I came into this job not knowing anything about the pageant world or anything like that. And the first thing I learned having the Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant contestants in here is the camaraderie and the friendships you make, the bonds that you make. Is that your favorite part? Is that something that's stood out the most to you?
Yes, that, and also meeting all the little girls. You know, they look up to you so much. I was one of them, and it's just so amazing to get to see them watch me and feel proud of my accomplishments.
Yeah. Had you thought a lot about that kind of thing as a kid? You know, the idea of, as you get older, being an example to younger people, is that something you ever really thought about until wearing the crown?
Honestly, I would say yes, because when I was younger, I always came to the Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant. It was like a tradition. So when my mom told me that there was a teen portion, I jumped at the opportunity right away.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Ruby, let's talk about some of the things you've been up to. You have been you've attended a variety of community events. Let's touch on some of those.
Yeah, so I have gone and done two polar plunges.
Two of them?
Yeah, and
Is that a requirement, of two of them? I thought one that could see. Two of them, wow.
Well, so I actually did one as Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen, and then I did one with my FBLA chapter from my middle school. And in the first one I did as Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen, my crown fell off in the water. So they did get it back,
Those things aren't cheap. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
You would think they'd sink pretty quick, too. So that's great they found it. That's
all. I know.
That's
I was a little worried. I also dropped a puck at the River Kings game before the game started, and that was a lot of fun. I got to see a bunch of new people there. I also did the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon, so I got to help raise money for them, and that was just a really great experience.
Oh.
And lastly, I did the YMCA or Boys and Girls Club father-daughter dance, and that was by far my favorite so far. You got to meet so many new people, so many little girls who look up to you.
Yeah. Wow. You have been busy. Those are all great events, too. I'd like to touch on some of those. And let's start with that the father-daughter dance. As somebody, I have two daughters of my own. And while they are in their 20s and don't want to necessarily dance with me anymore, it is something that I always thought was such a beautiful moment. I love that we still do these things. When getting to do something like that, you're kind of being really having an opportunity to see the kids one-on-one a little bit more, see making face-to-face, making personal impact and impressions on them. Was that something a part of what you enjoyed about the event as well?
Definitely. And seeing the fathers interact with their daughters, it is such a wholesome experience. And I actually have done one before when I was younger, and it was such an amazing experience.
Very cool to hear. The polar plunges certainly are very important because of the funds that they raise and the causes that they help, especially Special Olympics. Some of the greatest people you'll ever meet are a part of Special Olympics. Being a part of things that have that tie into them, it's not just an event. It's something that is also bringing awareness to something. As a young person, has that kind of, you see these things your whole life, but you're being a part of them now. Do you understand a little bit more of how the sausage is made, a little bit more of the behind-the-scenes stuff and that?
Yeah, I would say so. I never got to actually be a part. I was usually just watching from the side. Yeah. So being a part of this has just been so amazing, and getting to actually be the person to help my community is such an amazing opportunity for me.
Has it given you a little more perspective, maybe a little more of the nuts and bolts and what it takes to make these events happen and such?
Yeah, so I always just kind of thought it gets set up. It's pretty easy. Yeah. It's really not. It takes a lot of people to have these kind of events, and being a part of the process is really amazing.
I found myself in the same boat, and I am much older than you. And it took me a lot longer in life to realize, wow, these events, they take a lot. I mean, I thought they took a lot of people. I didn't realize how many volunteers and how many different people are a part of them. It gives you nice perspective and a new appreciation of your community, even if you've already appreciated it. Mm-hmm. So in the dropping the puck at the River Kings, now the River Kings just won a playoff series this weekend. I don't think it's a coincidence that you dropped the puck this season and our team has been doing well. I think we might have to keep doing that from now on. We might Wisconsin Rapids team drop a puck every season, at least. Especially as a hockey, coming from a hockey family, I'll tell you, we're superstitious. So we definitely should probably keep doing that. That would have been fun, though.
Yes, it was amazing.
Have you ever gotten to do anything like that before at a sporting event or anything?
No, so that was my first one that I really got to like kind of be right out there. So I got to go out on the ice, and my miss got to do it as well, Miss Wisconsin cool. Rapids. And it was really fun, and a lot of the people, like the little girls were there. I got to get a picture with a few of them. They're all just super sweet.
The answering the phones for the Children's Miracle Network, first off, good on you for doing that. That's not the easiest thing necessarily to always do. I think a lot of people that haven't done that kind of work might assume that it is. You're just answering phones or whatever, but it's not the easiest in the situation, and it's also really giving of your time. Again, coming back to the perspective question, though, something like that, I'm sure that as a kid you saw, you know, Children's Miracle Network or telethons before, giving you a little bit more of the insight and a little more perspective, though, being able to do it, I imagine.
Yeah, and when I got there, I was not expecting there to be so many steps in the process of, like, just getting one person to donate. Like, when they say yes, you've got to do this whole check-down menu, but it was so worth it. I love volunteer work, and it was such an amazing event.
You're also here to promote your service initiative, and I'd like to take some time and talk about that.
Yeah, so my social impact initiative is Silence is Not Golden, Early Language Matters, and basically it's just promoting early literacy for young babies and up to like being toddlers, 5 years old, 3 to 5. And I love my initiative because my mom is a speech and language therapist, and that's kind of where I got my love for speaking from.
Oh,
so spreading that to people who don't have those kind of connections to people.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to help them get those communication skills that are kind of vital for future jobs.
I think it's one of those gray areas that we don't get enough attention to often enough.
Yeah.
I think that if you said to the masses, you know, everybody should be able to read. Well, we'd all agree with that. Everybody agrees with that. But I don't think a lot of attention is brought to the fact that not everybody can read or read well or that. And then it comes to the language part of that, which they're hand in hand. So it's a nice subject to be able to focus on and bring some attention to that doesn't always get the attention it deserves. It's very cool, the connection you have there and the appreciation you have of that connection. That's cool to hear from a young person, especially. And I'll tell you, as somebody, I bounced around from school so much as a kid, I didn't learn to read very well. And I come from a very reading-loving family, so I always felt like I stood out and I didn't fit in with my mom and all these things. And I had a speech impediment when I first moved here to Wisconsin. I was fortunate enough to have a nice teacher who helped me out so much with it and everything, that where my S's and Z's, I say them now, and I talk for a living. Like, that's what I'm doing now. The guy with the speech impediment when he first moved to the state is now a program director here at this radio station. Like, that doesn't happen without those speech trainers, without those people helping me with that and everything at a young age. So bring attention to these things. You just never know where they can lead people, help people. Pretty certain I'm not a Screen Actor Guild member without that teacher, without that help of my speech. And everybody deserves, just like I was saying with reading, everybody deserves to be able to feel confident about their speech and those things.
Yeah, so actually, I have a statistic for you. Are you ready?
I was waiting, but I was hoping.
All right, so did you know that 86 to 98% of the words that kids from when they're born to the age of 3 pick up are derived from their parents?
Hmm.
So basically, that means that families who have parents that don't really connect with their kids as much, their child is going to grow up with less communication skills than ones that interact with their child more, which is why I'm so passionate about my initiative.
Right on. Yeah. Great stat. That's wonderful. That also explains a lot of where I talk like my dad a lot in a broken English. And Jimmy, you got to do this. I end up talking like that. Explains a lot of that for me. It's is there anything else about this initiative of this cause that you think maybe isn't commonly known that you think the audience would be good for them to know about it?
Yeah, so there's actually, I'm sure some of you have heard of it, but it's called the 30 million word gap study. And basically, researchers had two groups of families, one with slightly higher incomes and one with slightly lower incomes, and they compared to see over the course of a baby's life until the age of three, and they compared which infant heard more words in that lifespan time, or in that span of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it came that the kids from the families with less income heard 30 million less words than the ones who are in higher income families.
Wow.
And the amazing thing about my initiative is that talking is free. You don't have to pay for a program or something fancy to talk to your kids. And that's the amazing thing about it. You can talk to them whenever you want. It doesn't cost you a dime.
Oh, it's such a great, that's so good. That is great. And people love free. People love free. So
that's
still really going to catch some eyes there, too. But that's such a cool part of this. Usually we're talking about a cause, and then that comes the part where we have to ask for your dollars and cents or something like that. Something like this, you're so right about that. It's very similar to encouragement and support. Cost nothing can mean everything.
Mm-hmm.
You've partnered with some organizations as part of this, too, correct?
Yeah, so I actually just partnered with Babies and Beyond, which is like a business that supports pregnant women and families. And I made a tip sheet for them to put in their welcome packages. So it basically just gives some ideas of what parents can do to interact with their child, such as singing to them or reading to them or narrating what you're doing during your day. Just anything to do with getting them involved in your daily routines.
How did that happen? How did you end up starting to work with them?
So actually, she happened to be one of my judges at my pageant. So after she heard about my initiative, she wanted to work with me on something because she thought that would be a really cool partnership. And I was like, yes, absolutely. That sounds awesome. And so now it's posted all over social media. You can find it on the Babies and Beyond Instagram page or on the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen Facebook. Sorry. And so now it's really cool to see that parents have access to that and are able to have new strategies on how to interact with their kids.
Do you feel like in the time that you've been doing this, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen, that you've been able to bring a lot of attention to this, more attention than has been brought to it before?
I would say so, definitely. Yeah. And as the year goes on, I plan to do so much more with it. And I actually plan on starting a play group where parents can bring in their kids. And I would do different arts and crafts with them. They would get to interact with the other children there. Ooh. I would read with them. We could do Disney sing-alongs.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of fun things for them to do so that they just kind of get that experience not only to interact with each other, but to interact with me, an older person, which they won't usually get the experience with until they grow up. So I think it's a really cool idea.
To donate books, where will we send them? If people want to donate books.
So they're all going to be donated to our local United Way, but you can donate them by emailing the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen Instagram and getting more info on it.
And I see teen@misswisconsinrapids.org is the email?
Yes.
Okay. teen@misswisconsinrapids.org. Encourage you to donate those books if you can. I want to talk with you, Ruby, a little bit about you competing in Miss Wisconsin's Teen in June. To kind of lead into that a little bit, you know, you're young, but even at your age, you've had influences. You've had people you looked up to. And now being Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen, you've become one of those people that people look up to. How have you adapted to that? How has that changed a lot of the way that you approach your day-to-day life or any of these things, or approaching how you've been wearing the crown? Is that affected, or do you find yourself kind of doing your own thing still?
I would say that it's affected me a little bit, I like to dress more professionally now, because with all my events, you have to look and feel professional, so you want to be dressed for that, and that's really impacted me a lot. And also just going around in the community and knowing that you're the role model, it really makes you, it's made me feel more mature and way older than I actually am, so that's a really great things for me.
Yeah, we never want kids to grow up any faster than they have to or anything, but some of that perspective is stuff that'll take you through life.
Yes.
And that never gets old. That never fades. That's really cool to hear. I think that too, there's a difference of when you're looking up to people and then you become that person that is looked up to, and how you approach that, how you handle that. And I admire that you've taken that. You see that as it is. This is something to appreciate. This is something to have some perspective about and learn from and everything. I admire that. That's very cool. So as far as the competition for June, you working out every day, pumping iron? Like, what do you do? I don't know anything about pageants. I'm sorry. How do you train for this? No, I'm just kidding.
No problem. So me and my friend go to the gym almost every day. And that's just, I don't do it for the pageant. I do it for me. And her and I, we both started like last summer. And we were just like, you know what? We should start going to the gym. And we're like, okay. So we did. And we just, like, fell in love right away. So now we go all the time, and I don't think I'll ever stop.
That's cool. That's good to hear. It's never a bad thing to want to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that never goes out of fashion. And I did want to touch on I think it's noteworthy what you said about your appearance, about the way you dress. That's not a bad thing. And I don't begrudge anybody dressing however they do. But I do think that there's something to be said for that as you get older and realizing at a young age that how I present myself as important. And trust me, Ruby, the younger you learn that, the better, because I still dress like a teenager. And I should not dress the way I do. I should have learned that a long time ago. I'm glad you learned that lesson earlier in life. With the competition, you'll be competing. Are there things that we are kind of interested in by? Are there going to be private interviews? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's going to start with a private interview for each person. And then in the actual competition, right after opening number, we are going to have on-stage question. So it'll be a question related to our initiative, and we're going to have to respond. And then the next one is lifestyle and fitness, which one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, okay.
And then that along with talent is another one of my favorites. And then it'll end with evening gown.
Excellent. For the talent, what will you be doing, or have you decided yet?
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing a hip-hop dance to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air again. I'm changing up a little bit of the choreography just to, like, up my difficulty level, but I'm really excited.
As a former break dancer, that warms my heart, Ruby. That's awesome. That's fantastic. That'll be a lot of fun, too. Have you already got your routine down? You still working on it? Or?
Yeah, so I'm still working on a few of the moves that I'm going to be adding in and incorporating. But right now, I think I have it down pretty well. But now it's just really getting those details in and making sure it's as sharp as it can be.
What keeps you coming back to doing these, to doing the pageant, to continuing to compete?
I would say the friendships that I've made, because you get to meet so many new people through this organization. Just competing in our local, I have 5 new teen best friends and 3 new Miss best friends. Like, my Miss is such an amazing person, and I look up to her so much. And the amount of memories we've made, and I cannot wait to make so many more with her, because she's such an amazing person.
Miss Wisconsin 2022, Grace Stanky, recently crowned Miss America 2023. Have you been able to talk to her? Is she who you're referring to there, or a little bit, or one of the people you're referring to?
Oh, so I was actually referring to Miss Wisconsin Rapids.
I thought so.
I'm sorry,
okay.
I forgot to add that.
No, I think the audience knew. I just had to be clear. The guy sitting right across from you couldn't tell. Yeah. That's interesting, though. That's cool to hear. What is something that you are looking forward to about the competition that you haven't really gotten to touch on already? You mentioned the talent. You're looking forward to that part of it. Is there any part you're looking forward to, any part that you're a little more nervous about than other parts?
Yeah, I would say I'm definitely a little bit nervous about interview, but I plan to do a lot of hammering down on interviews. So when I get there, I don't have to worry about being nervous. I can just go in and give it my all and know I did good.
When it comes to kids out there listening, kids that come up to you and talk to you about being Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen and such, and maybe they're thinking about doing this, but they're scared, they're nervous or something like that. Is there any advice, any things you would tell them?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I have a friend who's a little hesitant to compete, so I've been talking to her a lot. And I would just tell them go for it, because, I mean, you earn scholarships no matter what. First of all, that's amazing. Second of all, you get to meet so many new people. And learn so many vital skills for your future. I mean, I never thought I would be able to interview. My first mock interview did not go very well, guys. I'm just going to let you know that. So seeing myself and everyone else around me grow is such an amazing experience. And I know if you do it, you're going to love it in the end.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that the everything you just shared there, and especially the vulnerability. I admire that. It's also something noteworthy, I think, too, because people listening to you right now wouldn't think that, wouldn't assume that. I wouldn't have even think that you had a rough time at all, ever. Like, if you were 10 doing this, it seems like this kid's been knocking it out the park since then. But it's encouraging for those out there listening, and kids out there listening especially, that, well, she can do it. I bet I can do it, too. And that's the case for things like this. I teach improv and acting and stuff, and I at least once a semester, if not once a couple semesters, I have a student ask me, Mr. Maloff, when do I stop being nervous? And I look at him and I tell every one of them, like, I'm nervous right now. Like, it's not a bad thing to be nervous. Nervous means you're engaged. It means you care. If you're nervous about something, it means that it means something to you. So you can harness that and turn it into energy, turn it into a good performance or a good interview or what have you.
Yeah, and I mean, the only way that you are going to grow is if you go over your obstacles and you really challenge yourself, because you're just going to stay in the same place if you never try.
Yeah, very well said. I wish I could just stop the interview right there. That was great. I did want to give you a chance, though, to talk about some of the recruiting that we're doing for more contestants for the next pageant.
Yeah, so surprise, everyone. Recruiting has already started it. So you can go to MissWisconsinRapids.org to get more info and to register yourself to compete. The competition is going to be on October 28th, 2023, and we hope to see a lot of new competitors there.
Are there requirements to this? Say a 46-year-old radio announcer, probably couldn't try out for this.
I think you could cover yourself.
Maybe. Is there any certain things like you have to be a Rapids resident, things like that, that people should know as far as if they want to compete in this?
Yeah, so you have to live in the Rapids or Rapids area for, I believe it is 30 days or so before the pageant, so that you are in Rapids that whole time and know that you're going to represent your community, since it is a closed pageant.
Anything else that you want to touch on before we let you go?
I don't think so. I think we hit it all.
Yeah, all right. Well, nice work, Ruby. This was a lot of fun. You are very impressive. You are going to go on to have a lot of fun with these pageants and go on to do some amazing things. I really do appreciate the time and appreciate everything you've been doing for the community.
Actually, I forgot. Can I add something in really
Please,
quick?
Please, yeah.
All right. So we have our book fair coming up. Or not our book fair, I'm sorry, our book drive coming up in the next few weeks. So make sure to check out all of our social medias to get more info as it comes up.
Yeah, glad you got that in. And again, to donate books, if you are interested in doing that, teen@MissWisconsinRapids.org. It's teen@MissWisconsinRapids.org. And if you want to find out more information about everything we've been talking about, MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Thanks again for the time, Ruby. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and have some more Morning Magazine for you here at WFHR, locally grown radio.